You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're looking ahead to Thursday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 12:45 p.m. Sean Quinn, Chris Pimlott and Andrew Mount are the team in the studio. We've got Newbury, Market Raisin and Sedgefield in the afternoon. Some very good jumping to look forward to there. We've got Chelmsford City and Southwell throughout the evening, so plenty to go out. My name is Mark Walton, joined in the studio by Craig Forsyth. How are you, Craigie?
I'm very good, Mark. It's all very busy. All very busy at the moment, isn't it?
Very busy. Very good time of year, because every week now, or every, you know, even Thursdays we're going to talk about in a moment or two, we get some of the stars of last season coming back, some of them trying fences for the first time, some of them moving from novice company into handicap company or whatever, and against the older horses. It's just a great time of year, isn't it? All your old favourites coming back.
Yeah, and you know, some of these novice chasers where the complaints start to arrive early season, because there's 3 and 4 runner races, there's walkovers almost in terms of opportunities for the better horses, there's a match. You know, sometimes you're lucky if you get a match. Mm. But this year, so far, the field sizes and how competitive they are has been great, Mark, for these novice chasers. And we've got another one at Newbury on Thursday. So, yeah, there's loads to look forward to, and it's good that the good horses are coming against each other this early in the season.
It is. It's very good. And on the Saturdays, we're getting some real top-class racing as well. We've got great stuff to look forward to over the jumps at Wincanton, and, of course, the flat finale, the November handicap meeting at Doncaster. So we'll have a little bit of a glance towards some of the big races there. The Elite Hurdle, Craig, at the moment, headed in the market by Fusil Raffles, 5-4 at the top of the betting there, 3-1 for Le Patriot. Grand Saucy is 4-1. It's 4-1 as well for Kel Destan, Christopher Wood 7s, 10-1 for Brandon Castle, 12-1 Beat the Judge, and bigger prices for the remainder, in fact just 200-1 for Top Beak. Fusil Raffles at the top of the market, 5-4, was a very good novice last season. Nicky Henderson trained the winner of this race last year. Similar kind of theory, I suppose, with Fusil Raffles. Is he the one to beat?
Yeah, definitely, Mark. He starts 4-6, 8-11 best for me. I think the 5-4 that we've got available at the time of recording is going to end up being a value bet. And, you know, he was a very good juvenile. He beat the judge at Kempton in a grade 2, and then he went on to punch us down, and he beat some of the best of the Irish juveniles last year, and he beat them convincingly. And I listened and watched to an interview by Daryl Jacob yesterday, and Daryl went to school this horse last week. And when the stable last brought the horse out and he sat on it, and he says, "Are you sure you've got the right horse?" He, you know, the horse has done so well over the summer months. He says he's really grown, he's really filled out and come to himself. He says he's expecting a huge amount of improvement, even on what he's shown last year. And, you know, he says it's very much the route of a champion hurdle horse, what they're going down. So, you know, that was all positive in terms of the fact he's been off 189 days. I think you've got to look at that as a huge positive. And his form already, you know, from last season stacks right up there. And with Paul Nichols, two entered in the same colours, I think we're only going to see one of them running.
Yeah,
they're both 4-1 in the market, taking out a fair chunk at 20%. So, you know, the favourite is going to shorten by at least 20%, which you'll see him go off 8-11, 4-6. So I think 5-4. I think he's a much better horse than La Patriot, who is a lovely horse for the good Dr. Richard Newland, who progressed, won a lovely handicap at Cheltenham, and then he went on and won the Swinton Hurdle. So, you know, he's up in class here, La Patriot, and I don't think he'd be quite good enough at this level. So for me, it's all about Nicky Henderson and all about the favourite here.
Okay, take the 5-4 whilst it's there then. Fusil Raffles at the top of the market for the Elite Hurdle. That's one of the highlights on Saturday. Loads more great racing at Wincanton as well. We've got the very competitive Badger Beers Silver Trophy. We've got the Rising Stars Novices Chase as well, which is always a good race and a good indicator for later on in the season. So plenty to look forward to there. We've also got that card at Doncaster, which we've mentioned, the flat finale, and the November handicap is the feature. Mile and a half in front of them, Deja, the 9-2 market leader at the time of recording this, but there has been a fair move on Collide over the last 24-48 hours. It was around about 16-1 on Tuesday morning, now 6-1 at the time of recording this. 10-1 for All Right Sunshine, 12-1 Diocletian. It's 12-1 as well for Jukebox Jive and Melburnian. Also 12 is about Not So Sleepy and Passion and Glory, along with Rishoon and Scarlet Dragon, and 14-1 are bigger prices for the rest. As open as you'd expect, 9-2 the field, 10-1 by the front two in the betting, in fact. We'll start with the money for Collide, because there's been a fair bit of it. Can you see why?
Yeah, I think people, when you look for this time of year, you're looking back 12 months to see how horses performed in similar conditions, you know, when the season's coming to an end. Because, you know, it does play a part in form study, because a lot of horses have had a hard season, Mark. So the fact that Collide last year at Nottingham, you know, round about this time, was an easy winner of a handicap. He won by 5 lengths, beating Whitlock on that occasion off a mark of 87. He is £11 higher now. So that is a positive that we know he will handle the soft conditions. He holds on to his form at this time of year. And he's got a lovely weight with Kieran Fallon, an eye-catching jockey, booking, reducing that by a further £3. So, you know, straight away, there's a lot of positives there for Collide. So, yes, you can see why he's been backed. Is he the selection? No, but you know, I certainly can see why punters have come for him.
Yeah, I could see why people would be backing him at 16s and 14s. He's probably getting a bit short now at 6-1, but that means potentially his value elsewhere in the race. What do you like?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, the favourite, Deja, very, very good horse when we've seen him. You know, he was superb when he beat an informed Soto Sizzler at Kempton, but we don't see him too often, do we? They have to space his races out, so he's clearly fragile. You know, he's on a mark of 100. This is going to be his hardest task so far. So again, 9-2 is plenty short. There's a couple at double digits, Mark, that I would look at the moment. All Right Sunshine, who looked a very promising bumper horse, but given his pedigree, connections clearly felt that there was good prizes to be won with him on the flat, and given the prize money on the level, that is where he ended up. And he won two races at Ripon and Musselburgh. He drifted right across to the stands rail when beating Jabbar up in Scotland, and then at Haydock he was given a peach by Danny Tudhope. He looked like he was coming through to win, and Time to Study battled back against the far rail, agonising for backers, including me on that occasion, but he went, and he went one place better when a comfortable winner at Ayr last time. This is a horse that, you know, we don't know where the improvement ends. He's won 3 of his last 4 starts. He will handle conditions. We know he's a hold-up horse. Who do you want as a jockey on a hold-up horse in a competitive handicap? Jamie Spencer.
Yeah.
You know, so
good booking.
The booking is perfect. You know, they should fit together well, horse and rider here. So All Right Sunshine would be the number one pick. And Diocletian for Andrew Balden. Now, he went up a fair chunk for winning at Chester, but he beat Celestial Force, who handles the conditions well, very comfortable in a good time, so he's worthy of that rise. And Andrew Balden's horses, again, you know, usually handle the soft ground. This horse has got plenty of form in it, and he's 12-1 at the time of recording, Mark. He was the other, at this stage anyway, to look closely at.
Yeah, I mean, he won so easily, didn't he, at Chester, in similar conditions to what he's going to face on Saturday. So that's a big tick in the box for Diocletian. All Right Sunshine, the other one, on the shortlist at double-figure prices. A couple to consider there in the November handicap. That's the feature race at Doncaster on Saturday. So plenty to look forward to at the weekend. We've also got good racing on Sunday as well this week, because the card at Sandown is very good. But we've got matters close to hand to concentrate on. Craig's picked a couple of races out for us at Newbury. We've got a good card there on Thursday, including the return of Champ, and he makes his chase debut in the 205, and that's a pretty exciting prospect, looking like he's going to take on 5 rivals: Beakstown, Dashiell Drasher, Fontsana, Highest Sun and Red River at the time of recording this. But it's very exciting to see how Champ gets on over the larger obstacles there. Craig's got selections in the 235 and the 340, though, so we'll have a look at the 235 to start with. 2 miles and a half a furlong in front of them for a mare's novices hurdle. Class 2 event, we've got a field of 8 set to go to post, so if they all stand their ground, we'll have 3 places each way as well, and some pretty nice mares in there, Craig. It's not a bad race, this.
Yeah, good race. I would imagine Silva Forever is probably going to go a favourite here. She was very impressive when she won at Chepstow. Slick, quick, over her hurdles, and, you know, a fairly comfortable winner. Signed off last year, finishing second in a listed race at Sandown on the meeting before for Cheltenham. Usually a good race. So, yeah, I think she will head the market here. But a horse with experience over hurdles already is going to get the call, and that's Vienna Court for the Twiston Davis team. I was particularly impressed with her victory at Force Lass, given the fact that she won that race because of her stamina. She will get further. She left that impression straight away. But I think there's an awful lot of improvement to come from her, because she'd gotten close to a lot of her hurdles. She then had to work to come back on the bridle when she was losing her momentum because of the way she was landing. And like I said, her stamina came to the fore. She beat Rosie and Millie, who ran out a really impressive winner at Ayr last Saturday.
Yeah.
In a quick time. So that form's been frank. The fourth horse, Nigel Hawke's horse, has also gone on. Keenap, I think it was, and won. So, yeah, it's... Or kneecap, rather.
Yeah.
I was close. he went on and won. So, yeah, you know, that form from Force Lass has been franked. And I quite like the chances of Vienna Court.
Vienna Court and the selection for the informed Twiston Davis Yard as well. He always starts the season very well, and we've had more of the same of that this last couple of weeks. And Vienna Court to give him another winner, in Craig's opinion, then, in that 2.35 at Newbury. The 3.40 at Newbury is the other race that Craig has picked out. It's a 2.5 mile contest. It's a handicap chase, and it's a challenger middle distance chase series qualifier as well. I got a field of 11 set to go to post for this one, Craig. What do you like in there?
Yeah, we're going towards the foot of the weight here, Mark, and Team Skelton this time, and Amula Gold is the selection. I think there's a lot more to come from this horse this season. You know, we haven't seen him since the 13th of December last year, where he finished a good third in a Taunton race, but that doesn't tell all the story from Taunton, because he was travelling well. He did get in close to a couple, but it was the way he got in close to the third last, where he lost all momentum. He looked like he was going to go very close to winning at that stage, but Ballywood and Capeland went past him and he couldn't regain his momentum. He did plod on for third, and it was a good display in a race where the form worked out sensationally well. Ballywood's won twice. Capeland, who finished second, went on to win on his next start. He was coming to play a part in the famous Ascot race at the weekend. Railroad Junkie, fourth, won on his next start. Western Miller's won two. Bo Bay's won, who finished sixth. The seventh horse of Tom George's won. Lillington, who finished eighth, went on and won a couple of races. The only one from that Taunton heat that hasn't won a race since is the horse that pulled up, Otter Moon. So very strong form lines there, and the fact that this horse is only a pound higher, he's only a 6-year-old, so hopefully over the summer, you know, he's still grown, and he's been well schooled, and he does improve his jumping. He just looks extremely well handicapped. It's a competitive race. There's a couple I like in here. Molyneux last year, you know, he was an improver. I still think there's races to be won from his mark of 130, so you know, it's not going to be a walkover, but I think this horse is extremely well handicapped on that Taunton run. It's the mistakes he needs to cut out. Obviously, yeah. You know, when you look at courses now and the chase races, you know, a lot of the tracks, the fences are nowhere near as stiff as they used to be, but Newbury is one track that still takes a lot of jumping. So he will need to cut out their mistakes. If he does, then obviously his mark will take care of itself, really, and he should prove too well handicapped. So it's all about the jumping for Amula Gold on Thursday. If he comes through that, he has to go close.
Great stuff. Thank you very much, Craig. Been a pleasure as always. Best of luck. Enjoy the action on Thursday.
Thank you, Mark.
There you go then, the thoughts of Craig Forsyth on Thursday's action. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 12:45 PM. Sean Quinn, Chris Pimlott and Andrew Mount, the team in the studio. It's Newbury Market Racing and Sedgefield in the afternoon, Chelmsford City and Southall under the floodlights in the evening. So plenty to get stuck into. Do join them for that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast, and enjoy Thursday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.